Get rid of hanging files if you can. At the risk of seriously offending a lot of people who are already using hanging files, I recommend that you totally do away with the hanging file hardware and use just plain folders standing up by themselves in the file drawer, held up by the movable metal plate in the back. Hanging folders are much less efficient because of the effort it takes to make a new file ad hoc and the formality that imposes on the filing system. Here's an email I received recently from a senior manager who actually took my advice after avoiding it for a couple of years because of his investment in the hanging hardware. "Your system is fantastic. I've completely redone my files at home and at work. It only took a combined 4 days to do it, but I've done away with Pendaflex and have gone to the Manila folder system with A to Z and nothing else. Wow, it's so much easier. My desk, for some reason, is a lot neater, too, without those stacks of to-be-filed stuff hanging around." But if you can't. Many people are stuck with a hanging file system, at least at work, because side-opening hanger folder filing cabinets have become standard corporate issue. If you have to work with hanging files, then I recommend that you label the files, not the hanger. That lets you carry the file folders for meetings and when traveling without taking the hanger. Use only one file folder per hanger. This will keep the drawer visually neat and prevent the weirdness that results when multiple files make a hanger uneven. Having to recalibrate files in an alpha system every time a folder gets full is too much trouble. Keep a big supply of plain hangers and new file folders in the front of your first file drawer so you can make new files and store them in a flash. Purge your files at least once a year. Cleaning house and your files regularly keeps them from going stale and seeming like a black hole, and it also gives you the freedom of keeping anything on a whim in case you might need it. You know everything will be reassessed within a few months anyway, and you can redecide then what's worth keeping and what isn't. As I say, I purge my files while I'm on hold on the phone or marking time on a conference call that's dragging on and on. I recommend that all organizations, if they don't have one already, establish a dumpster day when all employees get to come to work in sneakers and jeans, put their phones on Do Not Disturb, and get current with all their stored stuff. Dumpsters are brought in, and everyone has permission to spend the whole day in purge mode. A personal dumpster day is an ideal thing to put into your tickler file, either during the holidays at year's end or around early spring tax preparation time when you might want to tie it in with archiving the previous year's financial files.